In the day's other headlines, the Pentagon said militants who seized an Israeli-owned tanker over the weekend were likely Somali pirates, not rebels from Yemen. The rebels, backed by Iran, have staged other attacks since the Israel-Hamas war erupted. In Sunday's incident, a U.S. Navy destroyer rescued the tanker in the Gulf of Aden. Later, two ballistic missiles were fired into the area from rebel-held areas in Yemen. The ship was not hit, and the pirates were put under arrest. Elon Musk visited Israel today and said he supports neutralizing Hamas and condemns hate speech. The billionaire has been accused of both endorsing anti-Semitism and letting it go unchecked on his social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. Today, he toured a kibbutz attacked by Hamas on October 7th. He also met with hostage families and Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
You have a huge role to play, and I think we need to fight it together. Because under the platforms which you lead, unfortunately, there's a harboring of a lot of old hate, which is Jew hate, which is anti-Semitism.
Officials said Musk also agreed that his Starlink satellite network will be accessible in Gaza only with Israeli oversight. War-torn swaths of southern and central Ukraine are struggling to deal with the fallout from a powerful Black Sea storm. On Sunday, snow drifts up to 6 feet knocked out power to some 2,000 towns and shut down more than a dozen highways. Today, rescuers were out moving thousands of stranded vehicles. Others cleaned up trees blown down by strong winds. The storm also battered southern Russia. Forecasters said it was one of the most powerful ever recorded in the region. In Sierra Leone, a curfew has eased a bit after authorities said they arrested leaders of an attack that killed 20 people on Sunday. Gunmen in the West African nation stormed the main military barracks and prison. But hours later, the country's president said calm had returned.
In times like this, we are reminded of the importance of national unity. Let us not succumb to fear or division. Let us come together as one people, one nation.
Nearly 2,000 prisoners escaped during the chaos. It followed the president's disputed re-election victory this past summer. Back in this country, 3 days of memorial tributes began for the late First Lady Rosalynn Carter. This afternoon, a hearse carrying the casket arrived at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum in Atlanta. Mrs. Carter is lying in repose there this evening. Funerals are planned in Atlanta on Tuesday and in the Carter's hometown of Plains on Wednesday. Rosalynn Carter died last week at the age of 96. Class was back in session at public schools in Portland, Oregon today as a teacher's strike ended. School officials announced a tentative deal with the union late Sunday. Teachers had been on the picket line since November 1st over pay, class sizes, and planning time. And on Wall Street, stocks edged slightly lower to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 56 points to close at 35,333. The Nasdaq fell nearly 10 points. The S&P 500 was down 9. And Merriam-Webster is keeping it real this year. The dictionary company says authentic is the word of the year. It's based on large numbers of searches for the term and its meaning. Runners-up, influenced greatly by news events, included deepfake, coronation, and indict. Still to come on the NewsHour, Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines. A new book details the U.S. government's search for alien life. The shortest member of the Marine Corps reflects on the challenges and triumphs of his service, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.